You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
All right, let's keep it going now and bring in our good friend Chase Kitty, the writer at BetMGM. You can find him on Twitter at Chase A. Kitty, and he's co-host of the Lion's Edge podcast. A new episode drops tomorrow. So, Chase, while we're chilling here talking about Jimmy Buffett, as the week goes on, we will ratchet up our excitement as we get ready for all of these championship games. So let's start in the SEC, where Georgia is a 6.5-point favorite against Alabama. I can't remember the last time you were getting such a significant number with Bama as a dog. How do you see this game playing out?
I think Georgia's a better team. I think it's pretty clear to me on just a pure, like, football handicapping level. Like, so we sometimes say on the podcast, hey, sometimes gambling is simple. Just, like, take the better team. And this feels like one of those games to me where Georgia's a better team. I'm getting them in a reasonable number. We actually told people last week, like, actually come in on the look-ahead line, Georgia was a 4-point favorite. You know that they're going to kill Georgia Tech. You know that the Iron Bowl is going to be close. So this number is going to go up next week. You can get Alabama at minus, I don't know, 6.5, which is exactly where it ends up getting posted at the beginning of this week. So I've got both sides of this. I feel good. The problem is if you're coming in and you don't have a position and you can't really do that, I think you just have to take Georgia. I think if you look at what Alabama has done the last couple of months, like let's say the last 6-7 weeks, it hasn't been all that impressive. And I think it's been more brand than actual on-the-field dominance. I think they've played a lot closer games recently. And Georgia is just better to me. They have a better defense. I think Alabama has some defensive question marks in the secondary. I think the offense can be really stagnant when they're pressured, which obviously Georgia is going to be capable of doing. So this is a Georgia all the way thing to me. Don't get caught up in the Alabama branding. Go Dawgs.
For me, I think it's less about what Alabama brings to the equation here, but more if Georgia can continue to be consistently good, because we've seen it in college football. It is incredibly hard to go an entire season without a letdown spot. So do you expect Georgia to ever slow down? Do you think that there is a, you know, a chance that Georgia has a bad game?
There's always a chance. But I think the opportunity for the letdown game is probably past at this point. Like once you're talking about a team that's this well coached, that has this many high level players, and you start talking about playoff games and championship games, I think the focus is probably going to be there. So it, like, does Alabama play the game of their life? Does Saban outcoach Kirby Smart? Like those are things that are always on the table. But just in terms of everything I've seen to this point and the championship moment, I think Georgia is the team to back here.
Chase, in the Big Ten, we've got number 2 Michigan laying 10.5 points against number 13 Iowa. That is a big spread. Michigan coming off that massive win against Ohio State and going up against a very strong Hawkeyes defense. Michigan is certainly the favorite for a reason, but is this spread too big?
It might be. I think it's a fascinating game because everybody is prepared to write Michigan into the playoff. And anytime you have a narrative like that, there's often value on the other side. Not saying that Michigan loses, but there can be value in taking the underdog plus the points to cover in a game that's maybe a little bit more competitive than people expected. And Chelsea was just talking about letdown spots with Georgia in the game before, and I was a bit dismissive and said, hey, like, I don't see that happening. Well, here's the one, like, spot where you might consider it. because the feeling that Michigan and Harbaugh and those guys have to have after beating Ohio State, when we all know the stats and the records and one win in the last 15 years or 18 years or whatever it was, it must be really hard to refocus on this game. So I would listen to an argument that's a little like counterintuitive about, hey, you've got to take Iowa plus the points here, go against the public, go against the narrative. Like that, there could be some value there. The problem is Iowa's offense hasn't looked right in 2 months. And if Michigan's offense can control the game, like, even though it might be ugly and low scoring and Iowa is threatening to cover for most of the game, if Michigan scores a couple of late ones, like this could get out of hand quickly. So it's kind of a no play for me right now because it's just in that weird zone where I could see it going both ways. But my gut wants to take Iowa because of all those contrarian ideas in play.
All right, so let's look at Michigan in a different way. Right now they are plus 800 to win it all. We have seen them go toe-to-toe with one of the best teams, you know, entering last week in Ohio State and demolish them. Do you think Michigan has a chance at all to win the national championship? And from a betting perspective, it's more about value at plus 800. Do you think that's worth a sprinkle?
Maybe a sprinkle. I'm really having a hard time seeing anybody beat Georgia. I think that's the trend we've seen in college football is, hey, there's one team that kind of is dominant over everybody else. They run the table. They're really, really good. Like, I think that is probably what we're going to see with Georgia. So it might be worth a small position. But, I mean, I could see Michigan losing in the semifinals. I could see any number of things happening with them. So it might be worth a small position, but I wouldn't go crazy.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Chase, when you look at Oklahoma State and Baylor in the Big 12 and the Cowboys are 5.5-point favorites, I tend to think the Cowboys are the right side just because Baylor has a question mark at quarterback and whether or not Gary Bohannon is going to be healthy enough to play. If he does, he is going to be playing injured. Do you like a side? And if Oklahoma State wins, do you think they deserve to jump Cincinnati in the top four of the college football playoff?
Boy, that last one is the real question, right? It's yeah. Where would they end up if they win? And I think briefly, I would take Baylor plus the points here just because I think despite the Big 12's reputation, these are two defensive-minded teams, so I'm expecting a low-scoring game similar to what they played at the beginning of October. I think the total on that game was like maybe 48.5, and it was 24-14. So it came under like by a pretty clean margin. I would expect Baylor to cover 5.5 here. It wouldn't be a huge position for me. I wouldn't go crazy, but that I've got like a one unit bet on the Baylor and the under situation. The Oklahoma State and playoff question is interesting because it actually, no matter who wins this game, the Big 12 champion has three top 15 wins. Baylor, if they win, they would have the win over Oklahoma State. They beat BYU in the middle of the season in kind of a weird, hey, let's step out and play a non-conference game. And then Baylor beat Oklahoma. Oklahoma State would have the two wins over Baylor and the win in Bedlam last weekend. So I think both of them would have a decent case, maybe you would call it. Not like an ironclad case, but hey, we've got these three top 15 wins. There's a lot of teams that can't say that. Does that add up to more than Cincinnati's one top six win? if you factor in the Power 5 schedule stuff, if you factor in that run of games where Cincinnati was kind of playing a little loose in the middle of the season and they just kind of weren't really putting teams away, I could see the committee making a case to put Oklahoma State at 3. I think if everything happens as we expect, they probably just slide Alabama to 5 and then slide the other two up, and we've got a Michigan-Cincinnati semifinal, and then Georgia plays Oklahoma State. That's what I'm expecting, but I would not be shocked if Oklahoma State gets to 3.
Well, and also when you're trying to guess who is going to be in the top 4, you're not just guessing based on logic. You're guessing on what the committee is going to decide, and sometimes those two things are a little different. But looking at the slate for the remainder of the games, it's not always the big marquee games that present some value on the board. Are there any other games this weekend that you have your eye on betting-wise?
I think the two Friday games are really interesting. I was on with you guys just a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about Oregon-Utah. And I was kind of presenting the case for both sides. I was leaning toward Utah as a short favorite because I think Michael put it really well later in the show, or maybe it was the next day, but the idea was, hey, Oregon's this top 5 team. They're coming into town as a one-loss team, and they're getting points. Sign me up. Like, that's kind of how the public feels. And then Utah wins that game and covers fairly easily. Now you have the exact same game a couple of weeks later with the exact same line. The only difference is it's a championship game in Las Vegas instead of a Pac-12 game at Utah. But the line is the same. It's +3. And this now kind of feels like a public trap the other way, where people are coming in on Utah and saying, hey, they just played. It was the exact same spread. Utah dominated. Give me Utah -3. I think Oregon +3 is actually a pretty strong play here. I talked before about how I feel like Oregon matches up well. It's just they weren't necessarily playing very well a couple of weeks ago. We've seen this game in the Pac-12 championship in the past. It has been Oregon. So I'm expecting an Oregon win here and an Oregon +3 cover. So I'm taking them +3 and I'm taking them on the money line. I would also give just a slight look maybe at Western Kentucky in the Conference USA game. That's also on Friday. UTSA is 11-1, but they have not looked right the last month of the season. They got bludgeoned by North Texas last week in their regular season finale. Western Kentucky can score points just like North Texas can. And when North Texas got way up on them, you know, 2, 3, 4 touchdowns up this past weekend, UTSA had absolutely no answer for it. I don't know if I don't know exactly if the numbers and the professionals like Western Kentucky because of the offense or because of UTSA's form. I don't know exactly what the reason is, but it is clear that pros are betting on Western Kentucky and taking that line from a place where they were the underdog all the way to now on Wednesday morning where they're a 2.5-point favorite. So this is the case where I'm betting the lower record favorite over the perceived better team just because they haven't looked right the last month of the season.
I totally agree with that. And also, Western Kentucky put up 53 points on a top 20 Marshall defense last week, so I'm on that side as well. He is Chase Kitty, writer at BetMGM and co-host of the Lions Edge podcast. A new episode drops tomorrow. Make sure you download that. Chase, always good talking to you, and thanks for the insight.
Thanks, Chelsea. Thanks, Michael.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.